Hello.
Good morning, sir. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would just like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections in November. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Does anyone, does any member of your household work for a radio, television station, newspaper, advertising agency?
No.
No? Nobody? Great. Thank you, sir. And thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describe how will you vote in the general elections for president, the U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely.
Yes.
Definitely. Thank you, sir. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Sir, with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat?
Democrat.
Democrat. Thank you. Now, what is your main racial background? White, Anglo, Hispanic, African American?
White.
Thank you, sir. And is your age between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
Thank you. Moving on. Okay, here we go. And generally speaking, sir, would you say that things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction or on the wrong track? What's your opinion?
Right direction.
Right direction. And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus most to help you and your family? The crime and neighborhood safety, the property insurance costs, the inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, traffic and congestion, grow and overdevelopment, corruption and city government, or affordable housing. If you have to pick,
traffic and congestion.
Okay. Any other one?
Sea level rise. Very important.
Sea level rise. Okay. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami that you might be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion on each of the person. And if you have no opinion or never heard of them, please let me know, okay? Here's the first one. Damien Pardo. What's your opinion, favorable or unfavorable?
I don't have an opinion.
Okay. How about Raquel Regalado? You have
no
an opinion?
Opinion.
Okay. And Miguel Gavela?
No opinion.
No opinion. And Christine King? Do you have an opinion?
No opinion.
And Elaine Higgins?
No opinion.
Have you heard? No opinion. And Daniela Levin Cava? Do you have an opinion?
Yes.
Favorable or unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Thank you. And Joe Carrello? Or Carrello?
Oh, come on.
Favorable.
Absolutely unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Okay. How about Manolo Reyes? Do you have an opinion?
No opinion.
Okay. And Francis Suarez?
No opinion.
No opinion. And Keon Hardiman? Have you heard them?
No opinion.
No opinion. Thank you. I appreciate your patience on the line, sir. Okay, here we go. Okay. Now, if the general election for president were held today among the following candidates, from who would you vote? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Oh, Joe Biden.
And would you say that you are definitely going to vote or probably voting for Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Absolutely. There is no one else running.
Definitely. Okay. Now, when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes Florida constitutional amendments and local ballot referendums. They're also on the ballot for voters to decide. Now, you will not be asking about a few ballot measures that may be on your ballot this November. After hearing each, can you please indicate if you will vote yes in favor of the measure or no against the measure? Here's the first one. The first Florida constitutional amendment is called Adult Personal Use of Marijuana. And the ballot reads, allows adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise, allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state-licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories, applies to Florida law, does not change or immunize violation of federal law, establish possession limits for personal use, allows consistent legislation, defines terms, provides effective date. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment? Yes. Okay. Now, and would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting yes on this one?
Definitely.
Definitely. Now, the second Florida constitutional amendment is called Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. On the ballot reads, no law should prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health. It's determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Now, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no?
Yes.
Because yes, okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes on this one? Definitely.
Definitely.
Okay? And there may also be a City of Miami question on the ballot this year. One of those proposals is known as Waxham Harbor on the ballot. Question reads, should City Amendment existing leases government the mixed-use project at 888 MacArthur Causeway on Waxon Island to reduce the overall development extend term from 75 to 99 years, waive bidding, and require at no cost to the city. Now, previously approved timeshare residents to be condominiums, increasing revenue to the city, inclusion of office space, and a new public waterfront and pedestrian or promenade along Biscayne Bay.
I would have to research that.
Okay.
I can't tell that right off.
Understood. Now, if you have to choose today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no?
I couldn't choose.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's so convoluted that I would have to sit down and figure it out. Plus, I don't know anything about that area.
It's a little bit more complicated.
Yes, very complicated.
Right, I understand. Well, I do appreciate your patience. So now let's move on. You will now be given some of the specific components of this Waxham Harbor proposal. Can you please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of these components? The first component is reducing the overall amount of our development. Will you strongly approve
that? I would have to research anything having to do with that.
Okay. Let me read
I'm sorry, I can't give you an answer on anything having to do with that Waxon Island development.
Yeah, this game, yeah, and that's perfectly fine, but I'm required to read verbatim, so just for the sake of the research, so let me continue reading so you can just give me the same answer, okay? Now, I will speed it up. Allowing previously approved trimester residents to the condominiums is the same answer, right?
Yep.
Or the component of allowing office space to be included, same answer?
Same answer.
Creating a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay? Same answer. Okay. You will now be given more detailed description of this Waxham Harbor proposal. Now, this proposal will be an update and already voted, approved, a mixed-use project on Waxham Island, which is off the MacArthur Causeway between the City of Miami mainland and Miami Beach. The already approved projects include a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade. Now, the marina part of the project has already been built, and this proposal will allow for some office space to support the viability of the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residents to be condominiums, resulted in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue.
I'd have to do more research on it. I'm not going to – I can't possibly make a decision over the phone, you know.
No, I understand that, sir. We're almost done, okay? Let me just finish reading so we can be finished. I can use the ones you already answered.
Okay.
And it will also create a new waterfront promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This proposal will result on a lease overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction on the amount of commercial and retail space built and fewer hotel rooms built. Then voters have previously approved. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Now, knowing this, would you vote yes in favor or on this referendum or no against this referendum? You say
I can't make a decision.
And you don't lean either way either, right?
No. Nope.
Okay. And regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like most about what you just heard?
I don't particularly like anything one way or the other.
Okay. Okay, let me write that down, okay? Because you have to do more research, you said, right? And that's very smart. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, and what's the one thing you dislike about what you just heard?
I didn't dislike or anything either. I don't know.
Either way, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, sir. Now, would you be more likely or less likely to vote for the candidate who supports this Waxman-Harper proposal, or it will make no difference? You can indicate this as well.
Right at this point, no difference.
No difference, okay. And now I'm going to ask you just a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. And regardless of how you may feel today, for who did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Oh, Biden.
Okay. And do you think Miami is growing in development too fast, too slowly, about right?
I have no idea.
Okay. And if you were to label yourself, would you say that you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative, or on your political belief?
I would say that I was a liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Very liberal.
Very liberal. And what is the last grade of formal education that you have completed?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Very kind of you. This concludes our survey. You enjoy the rest of the day, sir. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.